So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up to get a
Ben and Vince.
Hey everybody, it's the Ben and Vince Show. I can believe it that it's happening again.
But, okay, I was in the grocery store.
Alright, yeah.
And this woman was like, I forget what she said. She was like Indian or something, and she's like, oh look, they have, I don't believe it's butter.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did she get it?
Dude, I don't know. I got the hell out of there.
You were like, what were you like? Never mind. I lost my train of thought. Things are very distracting around here. I got a lot going on right now.
Yeah?
A lot of irons in the fire. A lot of buns in the oven.
Wow.
A lot of cars on the pile.
You got some kids?
Yeah.
Going on?
A lot of kids on the oven.
Back burner?
That's somewhere I keep my kids, dude.
You said it, not me.
Right. You have described what a conversation is. But anyway, just a lot of air in the room.
That's good, though.
I mean, yeah, it's good. It's just... it's a lot to keep track of.
You don't have to keep track of it at all.
It's true.
You ready for this Geico 400?
I mean, I'm ready, but I'm not prepared.
Okay, well.
Well, are you?
Dude, it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah?
They repaved the track.
So it'll be smoother.
Right.
Less bumps.
Yeah.
More pavement.
Yeah.
More miles.
Same amount of miles.
But they had to put 500 more pavements on it.
No.
No. A layer.
So one more pavement.
One more pavement. Under the conversion of 500 miles per pavement.
So basically.
Are the cars the same? Are they the same number of cars?
Same number of cars.
Yeah.
The cars are a little different.
Well, I meant to ask about the number.
Okay.
How many drivers? Is that the same?
That is the same.
Okay. What about concession stands?
Probably a little different.
I'm talking about on-track concession stands.
No. Not really. They have that little thing, the pole, you know?
That's, where they say you're sitting on the pole.
No, like they have when you come into pit, they like, you know, they have a Gatorade bottle on a pole. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, they stick it through your window. That's if you don't have the goods.
Yeah, right. Yes, of course. That's what I would call hands full Gatorade.
Right.
Probably easy to keep it cold, though.
What?
You know, for up to 6 hours. Do you remember that commercial that we saw that described a handful of chicken sandwiches?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Can you go give me a handful of chicken sandwiches?
Yeah. Advertising works, that's for sure.
Dude, totally. The last time I went to Burger King was like years ago. And I think the last time I went was whenever there was that thunderstorm and all the power was out.
Okay.
And I went there just to see what a madhouse it was.
Is that what people stock up on when the power's out?
Dude, it was like the only place that was open because all the power was out.
But they had power?
Yeah, they had power.
They were prepared.
I don't know, they had a generator or something.
Yeah.
People were, the line was like 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
People were like pushing and like, where's my food?
You didn't even order anything.
No, I just stood there for a while. I went to 7-Eleven.
They also had power?
Yeah, and no lines.
And the lines?
No lines.
No lines. Why didn't anyone go there?
I don't know. It was like right next door.
Did you take any pictures?
No.
You just remembered it.
Yeah.
That's probably a better approach. What's the name of the sports game that is sponsored by Tostitos?
the Tostitos BCS National Championship.
Is that actually right?
Yeah. Because did you watch it this year?
No, I read about it.
Yeah, okay, so one of the announcers was Brent Musburger.
Okay.
And the game was tied. There was like 3 seconds left. And Auburn was lining up to kick the game-winning field goal. This is for the national championship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And lining up to kick the field goal, Brent Musburger just goes, "This is for all the Tostitos."
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. What a pro.
I'm definitely using that now.
I don't know, man. That's too hot. That's too fancy for Hoboken and too hot for church.
Right. I'm kind of behind on that website.
Really?
Yeah.
That was like the funniest one in a long time.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny that you can get it on like a thong.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. Who even goes to Hoboken? Luann or whatever? Is that her name?
Dude, whenever he starts talking about that Luann, I think he's talking about the Luann from Luann.
No. Luann from Luann sucks probably more.
Well, Luann from Luann doesn't have a space in between Lou and Ann. But
that's
I never noticed.
Yeah. That's true.
Sometimes I think he's talking about Llewellyn from No Country for Old Men.
That's totally understandable. You idiot. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
I think we can agree on that. You remember his wife from that movie?
No. What about her?
I mean, if you don't remember her, then never mind.
I mean, I might. What were you going to say?
She's on that show, Boardwalk Empire.
I never even heard of that.
Oh, it's like this big show on HBO.
What's it about? Is it like Jersey Shore? Where's the beach?
Wait, I haven't been watching that.
Oh, it's good.
That's what I heard. I heard it's good. I heard,
Snooki is like a raging alcoholic.
That's always a plus.
It's kind of sad.
I heard Sammy has gotten way worse.
Well, she gets worse and then she gets better.
But she's really bad.
No, I mean, you'll have to watch it.
It's you know, it's context.
No, it's not context. It's just, I don't know.
Is she bipolar?
No, she just...
Does she have two poles?
She's just the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet.
Right. Is that still her tagline?
Yeah, everyone's tagline is the same.
What?
Except for Dina.
Well, she's Dina.
Yeah. Okay. Her tagline is something like, "Look at those boobs."
That's so stupid.
Yeah, she's pretty dumb.
But I heard JWoww is still awesome.
I mean, yeah, she's pretty cool.
That's good.
My favorite tagline is Ronnie's tagline.
Which is like, what? Rah!
Yeah. Vinny said he has two laughs. One of them is like a little girl giggling.
Yeah.
And the other one is a dolphin on steroids.
Awesome. But that's sort of, I mean, I'm thinking a dolphin on steroids would be more intelligent than him. So would a little girl, come to think of it.
I mean, the only difference between Ronnie and a dolphin on steroids is that a dolphin is a dolphin.
Right. Yeah. What was I going to say? Just put it on that dolphin. Anyway.
Never fall in love with the Jersey Shore.
Who said that?
That was from the first season.
I mean, I remember it.
Ronnie said that.
Okay.
All right, let's go to break.
Oh, God. All right. Jeez.
Fuck you.
You care to dance?
With both of you?
He's just my helping hand. When you buy one original chicken sandwich at BK, you get a second one free. My hands are full with juicy premium chicken.
This is kind of weird.
It can get a lot weirder.
It's a hands full. Buy one original chicken sandwich, get one free. Only at Burger King.
Things are just spinning around right now.
Does it look like the room is spinning out of control?
No, it's totally in control. But, you know.
There's a Domino's guy driving around outside, and
he's
like,
he's spinning,
right?
He's spinning. Can't you see him?
God damn it. He's not spinning. He figured out where the pizza goes now.
Where does it go?
Next door.
What is that building? I've always seen it.
I don't know. It's like a
biomedical research lab or something.
I think it's like a rock factory or
like an investment bank.
Like a flashlight processing plant.
Yeah, like a parachute testing facility.
Yeah, or like a crayon melting. Research
like a,
group.
Like a well filling place. You know.
Yeah. Like a historical Zeppelin strategy company.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That's probably what that logo stand means.
Yeah.
HZSC. I was wondering about that.
That's why it's like in the shape of
like one of those scales, like, you know, that like justice, you know, the scales of justice.
Right.
Yeah.
Jimmy Justice.
The scales of Jimmy Justice.
We should call him.
Do you still have his number?
I think it's in one of my other phones.
One of your other phones? What are you, like a millionaire gadabout?
What was that word?
You know, like a 100-hour socialite.
Yeah, I might be that second one. Who the hell's...
It's under J for Justice.
Yeah, I have this girl's number under Jillian, but it's like one of two Jillians.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's... No, it's gotta be one of two. It could be one of three.
How many Jillians do you know?
What about that like, place Jillians?
What place is that?
You know, the one that's like Dave and Buster's, kind of?
What?
And, like, a bowling alley and...
I don't know that.
Like an arcade, like a bar.
You mean Dave and Buster's?
No, Jillian's.
You mean Chuck E. Cheese?
There's one in Boston.
Lucky Strike?
There's one in Arundel Mills.
Arundel Mills?
Yeah.
Ugh.
You don't like Arundel Mills?
I don't like it. Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. I've never been there.
So that's why you don't like it?
That's why I don't like it.
They have a really big movie theater.
How big?
It's like 24 screens, I think.
Is each screen big?
Yeah. Like, it used to be Movie Co. I think it's something else now. But when I went there, it was Movie Co.
Okay. But now it's in Arundel Mills.
No, it's still... It was always in Arundel Mills.
But the mills have turned.
But it was Egyptian themed when it was.
Oh, I always see that. Cool. I always see that in the movie listings in the post.
Oh, right. So maybe it's still Movie Co.
Well, I admit I used to. I don't know if I still do.
I'm surprised they still have movie listings.
Why?
I don't know. Doesn't everyone have the internet?
No.
I guess that's a good point.
Yeah.
They did. Why would they be reading the newspaper?
So cruel. Doesn't everyone just have an iPad or whatever? Am I just on a pad right now? Can you get podcasts?
Dude, yeah, you can totally get podcasts on your iPad. Just download the Obscure Porn app.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure Eric Heisen is making right now.
As we speak.
Or Montas. Yeah. So, here's a question. How come nobody posts anything besides me?
Well... Nobody has anything that they want to post about.
Well, George complains about Star Wars a lot.
It was like twice. I mean...
He should just have his own category. What about Alex Heider? He hasn't written anything in a while.
That's such a good point. So relevant. What about... Wasn't there some guy who used to write quotes?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
Isn't there some guy who used to write funny stuff?
Not that I can recall. Well, you know, you have a column, you know? You have a monthly column.
I have a monthly column?
Yeah.
I do?
Yeah. It's about like sandwich spreads.
What happened to your weekly column?
That went the way of...
Tony Barnheiser's weekly column?
I was about to say Bob Levy's Washington.
Oh.
Is that guy dead?
I think I'm the only person who likes John Kelly's Washington.
He seemed alright.
Okay, because my mom, like, really hates him.
Does that column still exist?
Yeah, it's in the Metro section.
Oh, I never read the Metro.
It's been in there for like years.
I know. Well, it just.
It's on like page B2.
As soon as it went out of the style section, I didn't notice it.
Yeah, before. I know.
Meanwhile.
Here's a question. Why the fuck is Cul-de-sac next to Doonesbury?
Yeah, I know.
Why don't they just put Prickly City next to Doonesbury?
Why don't they just
fucking.
Both of them?
Whatever that Wiley comic is called, Non Sequitur.
Non Sequitur is awful.
And then we'll have just print cul-de-sac twice because it's that funny.
Exactly. I didn't used to think non sequitur was so bad, but
well, it didn't used to be that bad. Like when we were like years ago, and then he was like, "Hey, you know what's funny? Lame jokes about politics and why I'm so much better than everyone else because of my political views."
Yeah, and why I should totally, you know, go against the name of my strip and introduce recurring characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
he's a genius.
If you think about it. I like Doonesbury, you know, like it's not bad.
Well, I don't read it because it's on that other stupid page. Oh, they could get Dilbert back out of the business section. Is it still over there?
No, it's in the style section.
Oh, okay.
It's well, with the rest of the comics.
Good job then. Mission accomplished.
Yeah, turns out Dilbert is good. I didn't.
Fraz is over there by the kids.
It's post. On Kids Post. Yeah.
Yeah, we can put those back with the rest of the comics.
Yeah, Fraz is pretty not bad. Yeah, I really don't understand that. Do you remember Richard's Poor Almanac?
Yes.
It was by the cul-de-sac guy.
Yeah.
And that was also, I mean, obviously it wouldn't fit with the rest of the comics, but that was always really good. I'm sad that they took that out. You know what else I'm sad about? That they took Tom the Dancing Bug out of the weekend section.
I didn't know there was still a weekend section.
There is still a weekend section. It no longer contains Tom the Dancing Bug, which sucks, because that was
interesting.
Oops.
Hey, you want to get on Datelab?
What is Datelab?
The thing in the Washington Post magazine.
Oh, God, no.
Seriously? All the cool kids are doing it.
Yeah?
My friend John Cloutier won Most Adventurous Date of 2010.
What did they do?
They went to a gay strip club.
Nice. That's very adventurous.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they can write about that in a family magazine.
I mean, they didn't like go into detail.
Still, seems even mentioning what it is, you know, like what if a 5-year-old read that?
Probably wouldn't understand it.
Exactly, and then they go out everywhere and repeat it. That's what I worry about, you know. Anything you say around a kid, they'll just say it again.
Dude, that's why there's parenting.
I know,
and that's
I know.
Also the entire premise of Dennis the Menace.
It's not the kind of. Yeah, you're right. Oh God,
they should put.
I've invented
one,
Dennis the Menace.
They should put One Big Happy back. I like that one.
It's all right. I liked it when I was a kid. Put Mary Work back. That's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. I got an email the other day from somebody.
Really?
Because of that website.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's been like 4 years.
I know.
We did not do anything. You had such support.
Yeah, I know.
You could have written in a petition.
Oops.
Just, you know, squandering your potential.
That's what I do. It's my gift. Alright, well.
And this has been
the Benavent Show.
Well, but specifically, things we wish were different about the comments.
All right. There you go. This is for all the toasty.